Seu Jorge is a contemporary Brazilian music icon. He strings together funk, soul, and traditional Brazilian rhythms with his unusually deep and raspy voice. He's also an actor. You might have seen him in the Brazilian films City of God or Wes Anderson's The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Jorge is performing tonight and tomorrow in New York City. That's where NPR's Jasmine Garst caught up with him to talk about his unlikely rise to fame.
There's this scene in the Oscar-nominated 2002 film, City of God. It's nighttime. Strobe lights illuminate glistening bodies and shiny afros. We're at a massive block party in a favela, one of Brazil's notorious slums. A handsome bus driver, played by singer Seu Jorge, is dancing with his girlfriend to the tune of Kung Fu Fighting. Jorge says disco and funk had a huge impact on him growing up.
Especially for black people in Brazil too. A lot of African soul in Brazil. And when James Brown arrived, it's like a door open for us.
The funk was heating up in Rio de Janeiro, but so was the violence. At the dance, the beautiful girlfriend catches the eye of a young drug dealer. A few nights later, he rapes her and goes after her boyfriend, Jorge's character. Bullets spray his home and kill his little brother. It's a story that hit close to home for Seu Jorge, who grew up in a similar favela right outside Rio de Janeiro. His own brother was killed in the ongoing violence.
I lost my brother. My life is really hard. I don't have a job over there. I don't have nothing to do. You know, my education is very, very poor. The only thing is the difference is my choice.
He chose music and acting. Success took a while, though. By the time he was in his 20s, he was acting in a university playhouse and performing with local bands. He was also homeless. He recorded an album that got some attention. In 2001, his second album came out, and thanks in part to this song, it made him a household name in Brazil. Essa mina Carolina de abalar, oh, oh Carolina, eu preciso de você. Oh Carolina, eu não vou suportar, não te ver. The album caught the ears of Brazilian music lovers around the world. And then he got a phone call.
I grabbed the telephone, but I don't understand any words the guy said to me.
He handed the phone to his wife. It was director Wes Anderson. He was putting together his movie, The Life Aquatic, with Steve Zissou. He wanted to know if Seu Jorge could do covers of a few David Bowie songs. Jorge said yes and moved to Italy to film. He plays a musician who travels with the title character's oceanographic expedition. Quando as coisas do coração não consegue compreender. When matters of the heart one cannot comprehend, he sings. The covers are filled with saudade, Portuguese for sadness and homesickness. Part of that comes from the hostility towards black men Seu Jorge said he felt in Italy.
I suffer a lot of racism.
A lot of racism in Italy.
Yeah, when I go out and go to my home, I need to go to the pharmacy, buying stuff for my kids. I need to get a cab. I need to go to the restaurant, you know, things like normal things. And people don't look at me like a good person.
The result, however, led David Bowie himself to say that the covers made him rediscover the beauty of his songs. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, então vem, vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder. These days, Seu Jorge is no longer melancholy. He says he hopes to one day join the pantheon of great Brazilian musicians.
I'm trying to follow the same steps as his beautiful icons, Brazilian icons, Caetano, Gilberto Gil, and Milton Nascimento Correa.
His career is well on its way. Jasmine Garst, NPR News. Quantas coisas do coração não consegue compreender. Porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos.